この番組は香川県内在住の外国人の皆様のために生活に必要な情報を英語と中国語でお伝えしています。今日はゴミの出し方について英語でお伝えします。
This week's Come On iPal is about how to separate your garbage. Today, we will tell you about some things you should be aware of when throwing out your garbage you produce in your residence through daily living. In general, when throwing out trash from your residence, trash needs to be separated into four categories: burnable, non-burnable, recyclable, and oversized garbage. Burnable garbage is garbage like food waste, paper, wood products, and vinyl. Garbage such as plastic products, glass, ceramics, and dishware fall under the non-burnable category. Recyclable garbage contains items such as cans, bottles, PET bottles, newspaper, magazines, and cardboard. Oversized garbage are items such as furniture, beds, dressers, futons, as well as bicycles and other large daily use items. Other garbage such as dangerous or hazardous products or waste produced from business or industry cannot be disposed of by the local municipality. For these types of garbage, please call someone who specializes in dealing with this garbage. To get more information about which garbage goes in which category, there is a pamphlet containing all this information which is distributed by your town or city hall or your neighborhood council. Depending on the type of garbage, the pickup day, location, as well as the type of bag or method of bundling with string are designated. Oversized garbage can't be thrown out at a trash pickup location, but rather you must apply with a disposable institution. In some cases, you will have to transport the items yourself. Please confirm with your town or city hall or neighborhood council. Be aware though, if you throw out garbage without permission, there is a fine. Also, cooking oil can't be disposed down the drain. This could cause a blockage in the drain as well as become a source of pollution in rivers and the sea. Cooking oil should be absorbed with newspaper and then disposed of with burnable waste. Similarly, nothing should be flushed down the toilet other than toilet paper. Doing so will cause stoppage and flooding, so please be aware. We all want to live happily together, so let's remember to consider those around us and follow the local rules and manners. Come on, iPal! Next week's show will be in Chinese, so the next broadcast will be on September 12th, Sunday at 8:55 p.m. We will be talking about autumn festivals in Kagawa. This is Jeremy, signing off.